The wilds. Henry's voice is full of hushed fear, but he's also awestruck, and full of curiosity, too, because none of them has been this close to it before. We'll never get out of there before my mom's celebration, Joe says. We may not get out of there ever. There's no way we can bring our bikes, Pirate Girl says. It almost looks too thick to even walk in, Henry says, putting down his kickstand and scooping Button from Pirate Girl's sidecar. This is a terrible plan. I mean, look at that place, Joe says. But Needleman will be here any second, Pirate Girl says. We'll be trapped up against this jungle of everything. Going in there is a very bad idea, Apollo says with great certainty, and the children's faces grow worried. And now you should imagine a feeling of great despair mixed with anxiety, because if you can't go forward and you can't go back, you're in deep trouble. It's dark and creepy, but it's also prickly and viney and shrubby and perfect for a Garanook. Ugh, Pirate Girl rubs her temples. We have to think of another way to find him, Joe says, and fast. But they've been standing there far too long already, trembling and pondering. Evil has its own cunning speed, even if it's wearing shiny black dress shoes, and Needleman is visible in the distance now, waving that stick over his head. I see you, you little brats, he shouts. I see you right there, caught with nowhere to turn. And he's right. They are caught, with the wilds on one side and Needleman on the other. He's getting so close so fast that Henry can see the drops of perspiration trickling down Needleman's forehead. Because, of course, one works up quite a sweat running that distance in a black suit with cufflinks. Henry sees the look in Needleman's eyes, too, and he can almost feel his cold grip again, as if Needleman is a creature made only of sharp, chilled fingers. Needleman is panting hard. He's right there. So near now that when he waves the stick, Henry feels a whoosh of air. And when he waves it again, the end of it ticks Henry's shirt. Chee, 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 Mr. Reese says, twitching his tail in urgency and speaking squirrel since Needleman still doesn't know he can talk, let alone that he's Vlad's former left-hand man helping them secretly. Brats, Needleman puffs. Sniveling, whining, traitorous, brr. He swings the stick again, and it narrowly misses Apollo. What an impossible decision. Should they stay or should they go now? If they stay, there will be trouble. And if they go, well, who knows? There's only one way to escape Needleman, though. One terrible place he'll never enter. The same place a Garanook might be. Come on! Into the wilds! Joe commands, like Juana Azurduy, commander of the rebel army. And so the children do the unthinkable. They turn toward that deep, deep tangle and flee into that unknown land, with its endless fathoms of green and its dangerous shadows.